for tuning in to Life Coaching and Listening with Lish. Today I am discussing with a friend. Will you remain nameless?
I remain nameless.
He will remain nameless.
Nobody know my name. They only know my face.
Thanks. Guess what? They don't even see your face. Yikes. Okay. So here's the thing. I was just explaining to my nameless friend that it makes me feel uncomfortable and anxious and very, very uneasy when a person tries to take a friendship that was oh so magnificent to a whole nother level. I feel like a person should never, under any circumstances, approach me with anything like that because I know it's a game. And it makes me very uneasy to know, like, you are not, like, satisfied or comfortable with this cool relationship that we have. You now want to take it into, like, trickery. You know what I mean? Like, you now want to take this to a whole nother level that we're probably not even going to be able to be friends after this. And I would love to have a friend forever than a boyfriend temporarily, because that's exactly what it's going to be. There's no...
At the same time, I think that you are a little infatuated. And
infatuated with what?
A little bit afraid at the same time of the thought that something like love can actually be real based upon your experiences in life. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not talking about someone that is beneath you, but someone who is on similar levels as you. A man who you feel may deserve you. You may deserve him, and y'all cool, y'all kicking it, and y'all friends, and everything is on a cool level. But you're saying, based upon your experience, that men, their mind wanders.
It's not even
after sex is good, y'all having sex 7 times a day, y'all cool, y'all going to dinner, y'all going to the clubs together, and y'all friends, y'all hanging out, y'all going to the bar, kicking it, all of a sudden saying, you know what, guess what, I love you,
and that's fine.
I love you, and I want to see if I can take it to this next level, and if we can make something out of it.
I'm running out the restaurant. I'm running. Because nobody, not me, not you, not anybody, can honestly say they walked the straight and narrow, like, from beginning to end. Our eyes wander. We want to have fun. There is no way that I'm going to believe, and you can't sit here and try to make me believe this shit either, that a man, a boy, like, right now, is going to be that much in love that he says no to everything else. My pussy's just made out of diamonds and pearls. No, because it's just like, what's better than, like, what's better? Some new pussy, always.
There's more to life than ejaculating.
It is more to life than ejaculating, but nobody sees that yet. So when we get there in life where people are actually maybe seeing that, oh, it's not about this, then maybe these things could be possible. But I think right now, like, I'd rather not play myself and just save myself the heartache and pain and just, like, keep it as is. Because, again, like, friendships to me are, you know, way more important than...
Friendships last forever.
They do. They really do. And don't ruin it by some old weird ass, you lying, you want to be somebody's boyfriend, and knowing, like, you probably just, like, fucking somebody yesterday. Like, I swear, like, all boys do is just, like, all men, whatever, just eat pussy and lie. And that's it. Like, all day eating pussy and just lying about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. And even I myself, like, I'm not to be trusted for real, like, in a relationship seriously like that, because who's to say, like, you don't know, you meet people.
You both, well, you may have a lot of sexual energy.
No, I don't. And here's the thing. I'm not even, like, that super duper sexual, to be honest. Like, I play with myself more so than I like to even be with a person, maybe because, I don't know, I just enjoy myself. I'm amazing. And not to say that, like, a man isn't awesome, because that shit feels good too, but I don't know.
I think
I'm comfortable with me.
You don't feel any reason or want to be tied down. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't like the, yeah.
There's no point in it at all. There's no point.
And it just makes me, it just throws me off. I don't get it. And I don't know.
But what if someone says, I love you for you, just because love, I mean, love, there's no thermometer that says this is love. You know, everyone has their own perception, and everyone has their own perspective. I mean, there's a definition in the dictionary, but it's a feeling, it's an emotion. And no one has a gauge or a thermometer to look inside your heart to say, okay, this is real. This is a real love. And like I told you, we're human beings, we're not perfect, okay? Somewhere along the line, that man may let you down. He may fall short.
It's inevitable.
It's inevitable. But guess what? There's monks out here who don't even eat, who gain nutrition from the vapors in the atmosphere. There's people out here who are highly trained to control their impulses, just to control their emotions, because guess what? You know, like I just told you, sex isn't everything. The flesh isn't everything. It's wonderful. Sex is wonderful. You know, it's good to experience with different women, but guess what? That might be the one woman that cuts your throat while you sleep, you know, or that steals your wallet when, you know, when you wake up, she's gone, you know.
But she don't care because she still have this weird, loyal person.
I'm not saying that means anything, but what I'm saying is there's a beauty in abstinence, and not only abstinence from sex, but just abstinence from, you know, because powerful men, you know, it's hard. You got money, you got clout, you know, you might feel like you're God's gift to women, and, you know, every woman you see, you want to take advantage of her, or you want to sleep with her, or you want to throw around money, you know, but at a certain point, that could be your demise, you know.
But if that's what makes
you... But when you find one person... You know,
soulmate, huh? This is the real thing.
I mean, it's real. When you find that one person,
Cinderella,
it's something about her. You know, because after a while, you know, okay, the sex, okay, everything was good, but it's something about this person that draws you to them, that connects you.
Don't take it to the next level.
What you're saying is, don't even take it. What that is that it's a drug. And when you high on that drug, from what you're telling me, you don't make the best decisions.
I think that I like strangers. Strangers can't let you down. You talk to them. They're going about their business. You're going about your business, and it's just like, that's it. There's no lying. There's no like holding you back. Like, there's no clouding up your judgment from making your, you know, normal day-to-day decisions. There's no like can't sleep, can't eat. These things happen to people, and I just don't.
But most men, they never want to be honest sometimes. But why? Wouldn't you get more out of a woman by saying, hey, this is what it is, you know, this, that, and the third? Because you might not get everything you want from that woman. But when you sell her that dream, you might get more out of that woman. You know, but that's what they think.
That's what it is. That's you're selling a dream. Right,
you know,
right.
But a lot of women would appreciate saying, hey, look, you know, me and you, the future is never going to be that suburban lifestyle.
No one would ever say
that. That cliche.
No one would ever say that. That sounds like a letdown.
Listen, baby girl, I'm here for you. You know, we can be business associates. We can have fun. We can go out to the bar. We can go to Ruth Chris. You know, me and you can have a blast. You know, I like you, and I love you as a person. But to be honest with you, if you got anything going on, I don't want you to stop it, because I don't want to lock your life up like that. And most importantly, I don't want to waste your time, because time is valuable, and it's something that we can never get back. You know, so what we have right now is as far as it's going to go. You know, and this is the level that I appreciate you at. But as far as anything serious than this, it won't be. So it's up to you how. And then put the ball in your hand on your side of the court, in your playing field, and allow you to make a conscious decision based on the information he gave you, rather than misleading you and selling you a spiel like most men sometimes always do to get what they want.
And here's what I would say. That whole speech says no man, is what I would think in my mind. This person is...
Except a man with no fear, with.
No, he has a lot of fear because...
With nothing to lose, with no repercussions. But except for a man who knows a woman with a broken heart is a dangerous animal. A woman scorned...
You have to experience it, though. You have to actually...
A woman scorned is not someone that I believe. I don't really want to deal with that person because...
They're all around you.
Because she's dangerous.
It's hidden well, of course, on
she's
date one. Yeah,
like she's
supposed to be.
She's a vampire, you know. She'll bite you on your neck and she'll keep drinking.
Perfect. The
you
same
know
way.
Why? You know why? Mm-hmm.
And we're back.
And we're back.
That's pretty and, dope, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I was saying, you know, there's an old saying, when you treat life like it's a game, you end up getting played, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had a buddy like that a few years back when we were younger. Mm-hmm. Instead of telling women that, hey, this is a night out, we're having a blast, or we've been really hanging tough, you know, and you see this woman gradually, her emotion increasing, you know, because women are creatures of emotion, of affection. And you had no remorse about ripping this woman's heart out of her chest. You know, it was
narcissist.
Almost like... Yeah,
sociopath.
Narcissistic, self-absorbed, you know.
And we're dealing with these people often, and they're not medicated.
She's
just
looking
walking.
At you like, wow, you're married, or wow, you actually have... You didn't tell me anything. Mm-hmm. You basically just took me for this ride. You had no consideration.
Met your parents, met your kids, took your kids to school, met your father.
Yeah, so
all this the fuck.
You didn't give a fuck. And now, you know, the next guy that comes along, he's dealing with a fucking iceberg. And he's saying...
He better run.
He's saying, you have a fucking wall up that a 50 cal bullet couldn't shoot through. It's almost like that fucking plexiglass that the Chinese carry out.
That's so unfortunate.
You know? You can see the person, but you can't get through. And the woman is saying, you know why I have this here? Mm-hmm. It's because never again will I let you or anybody else, another human being, take me to that point of vulnerability or make me feel stupid or saying, you know, wow, you just took me to Thanksgiving dinner, you know, and this, that, the third. But you got a whole fucking family out there, you know. And you're so much of a coward, you know, which it really is.
Most definitely.
You know, you're a coward. You couldn't be a man, you know. I would have fucked you anyway. You know, we would have been cool anyway.
This is the eye opener for her. So now, you know what? Just... You know, you gotta suck it up and I guess get some money because this is what happens. Like,
and guys wonder why women don't have that respect for them or don't give them the time of day, or, you know, or when you pull over to the side of the road and say, hey, ma'am, I just want to take you out to dinner, no strings attached. You wonder why women, you know what, I don't have time right now.
It's just too much, just the whole to-do.
It's too much because, you know, from what I learned in the past, you know, I've seen it before.
Right, and I think that we all have seen enough movies, TV shows. We have aunts and family members that have gone through these same exact things. We've seen what it looks like when a person is up to no good and or just has bad intentions. Why do it? Why put yourself through it? Why make yourself think that, you know what, I'm going to change this person? That is the most stupidest thought ever. People aren't capable of change. They get craftier at what they're doing to disguise, like, or to trick you, basically. So it just all goes back to this being a whole huge big game.
But it's bigger than that, because guess what?
Can't be.
It's bigger than that because guess what? Nobody believes in anything they can't see nowadays, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And when you're not in my presence, you're free for all, because I really wouldn't even care that much, you know?
The energy, mm-hmm. Okay? Now, there was a guy... Mm-hmm. When I was younger, mm-hmm. you know, he was a pretty cool guy. He was awesome. He was a dynamic individual. He could have had as many women as he wanted. At this particular time, I didn't believe in being faithful. I didn't believe. I thought being faithful wasn't possible.
It's not. Go ahead.
That was my mentality at the point because I was,
honest with yourself.
I was full of testosterone. I was young. Mm-hmm. And, all I could think about was ejaculating. Mm-hmm. Every second.
It feels good to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know why I don't cheat on my girlfriend? I said, why, Adrian? He said, and it's funny, I remember certain things. Mm-hmm. I don't remember everything, but I remember certain things that people tell me, it sticks with me. I put it in my back pocket. He said, because if I find out that my wife or my girl is cheating, mm-hmm. I want to be able to make a decision on that without having to think about my own guilt or what have I been doing. And there's something about justice. There's something about integrity. It's something about saying, you know what? I have been faithful to you for the past 3 years. to actually say that mm-hmm. with confidence. It's a power in that. It's more power than money can buy.
Let me tell you something. That power you're referring to can easily be taught to you by an acting coach. It's just not that hard. An acting coach can teach you how to get that power in your voice so that you can say that I have been faithful. Because people have lied. They lie on their kids and grandparents. Yes.
The unknown is tough.
Please don't. You have to save us all this time and energy. Let's not do that, I think. I don't know. It could be just where I'm at in my life now.
But you know what's funny about most men? Mm-hmm. This is very funny about a lot of guys.
Tell me.
Especially married men and men in relationships. Mm-hmm. This is funny about them. They never really learn their woman fully. They complain about being satisfied sexually. Mm-hmm. And they always step out, but a lot of the times they leave the woman unsatisfied sexually, and they never fully get the gratification, because a woman's body, you can explore it. There's areas, there's things, the satisfaction you can naturally get from one woman if you get that connection and that understanding, because men and women, the main thing they have a problem with is communicating. Because either from being shy or they don't want to open up, a lot of women they don't even get orgasms from their significant other. They won't even tell him, And he might think he's fucking Ron Jeremy.
And most of the time, you guys are not, saying dicks just be like, barely making it. But, but
and you think you tearing that ass up, and you're like, yeah. And she's like,
not like my side nigga or something like that.
Some women get stimulated more off of oral sex .
I just like it came a point in time where I had a boyfriend at this time, I was like, I was not awoke. I wasn't awake yet. I was still sleeping, thinking loyalty and all that shit with spouses is where, what you do and how you live. I had to learn. But anyway, I found myself having to play with my toys after sex because, it just, again, like you said, it's not satisfying. If we're in this thing, we're this fake boyfriend and girlfriend, this fairy tale we're living, we're playing house, and then I gotta let you lie to me and you fuck me not amazingly, and that's just a lot. If I have to finish with the toy, I'm going to start and finish with the toy. There's just no need. And that's where I think...
A lot of guys are too concerned with their own ejaculation. And they're not concerned with your ejaculation.
And if you come to a meet too fast, it really throws me off. A lot of things throw me off lately. Maybe since I'm getting older, it's just the moment I'm anxious, I'm done. I can't even... If I even get a little thought of a butterfly in my stomach, it's done. just has to be smooth and just like.
Well, you know what? A lot of guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys, they might masturbate if they know they're gonna have sex later that evening. Okay, they might take some performance enhancements. They might masturbate.
Do what you gotta do.
And they're saying, you know what, this girl, you know, I pretty much know that she's gonna make me ejaculate prematurely. You know, so.
And who says ejaculate? And it's easy to trick y'all too. So I mean, like,
so basically, you're like, okay, you know, now, is a round two even within you? Mm-hmm. You know, because some guys, a round two is not within them. But some guys, you know, that round two, yeah, they might really give it to you. Mm-hmm. You know, but hey, some women. Guess what? A lot of women don't. They say, hey, you know, this pussy is right here. You're supposed to be super stimulated, but, you know, guys are saying, hey, you know, help me out. You know?
He needs to go pay somebody. Like, and
oral is a part of sex. Okay? And a lot of women, you know, they need. Some women. They are very, how you say it, prude. Mm. And they need to open up and realize, hey, you know, guys,
because if you don't suck this dick, the next one is.
Tarnished by porn. Porn has tarnished our minds since adolescence. Mm-hmm. You see these women on porn who are not real, as fantasy women, and then you go home to your wife and you're like, hold on, man. I just saw fucking
this man getting
June
his whole
Victoria or
Dick
Lana Rhodes or any or whoever, you know, Jasmine Cashmere. I just saw her take the dick up her ass and suck the nut out and she just fucking squirted the cum in her eyes and let it drip down her eyelashes and down her nose.
Okay,
and she ate it. And I fucking came on your stomach and you acting like you're paralyzed. You're like, get it off of me.
Oh, wow. I think that's a bit extreme.
And you know what? And I'm paying the mortgage and I'm fucking taking the kids to daycare.
Then he needs to make better life decisions. This is not her. See what I'm saying? Like,
and he's miserable. He's drinking.
And that's his situation.
He's cheating on his wife. He's drinking. He's miserable because he's sitting there on his phone.
And he will keep sitting there.
And he's watching somebody, you know, he's watching a woman do things that his wife, he loves his wife to death, but it's not within her.
Uh-huh.
She's not doing it. Because why is she not doing it? One, because she has some complex, or she's unhappy, or she's got
some shit going on, and she just ain't with the shit right now, and that is exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. A person can have an off day or something, and it's just like, it's like guys just do the most when it's unfucking necessary.
Because if you just suck the cum out of my dick, or you just let me cum in your eyes and it drip down your face.
What makes you want to do it? Like, yeah, but what would make?
Now I love you.
Now you love the person now. After I do this trifling shit with
you. Now I'm actually willing to die for you.
Wow.
Because, you know what? You made me happy.
But you're still going to be chasing girls at the strip club because that's what you want. You want that strip club girl, that fantasy, that sneaking out. This is what people like to do. They don't thrive to be honest. People just like, this is a fucking game. Let me tell you something. You either gonna be the prey or get preyed upon, and that's just that. And I think oh my goodness. And we're back. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like this debate can go on and on and on. But yet my theory still remains the same, that people don't change. People are not interested in being faithful. Why would they be? If you could slip and get some pussy and come back and it be undetected, you're going to do it. And that's just what it is. And instead of, you don't have to be real with me, but you can like honestly tell yourself, like be real with yourself. If it's something that you want, you're going to go get it. And that doesn't change how you feel about who you have at home. I didn't say that. Like, it just, you will never be content with one person. And why should you be? There's a plethora of things. Like, you know, like, you don't have to limit yourself. And especially, don't have to lie about limiting yourself. You know what I mean? So, I just think that the whole thing is a big game. It's just a fun game that people like to play to see how hard I can get this person to believe that these things that I'm saying are true. It's just unbelievable. It's sort of sick, but...
I think it all depends on how tall you are.
Wow. If that's that, have a blessed day.